Mount Rushmore is an iconic landmark located in the Black Hills region of South Dakota. This colossal sculpture was created by Gutzon Borglum and his team of almost 400 workers between 1927 and 1941. It was initially planned to be a tourist attraction to draw visitors to South Dakota. However, the purpose of the sculpture grew over time. During the construction, the U.S. was going through the Great Depression, and the project provided employment for hundreds of workers. Additionally, it also became a symbol of American democracy, freedom, and perseverance. The carving of Mount Rushmore is an engineering marvel. To construct the sculpture, the workers had to climb the mountain to reach the faces and use explosives to remove large chunks of granite. The workers then used jackhammers and chisels to sculpt the faces into the rock. The work was dangerous, and many workers suffered injuries, although no one lost their lives during the construction process. It has been estimated that the faces may still be somewhat distinguishable, even after another 500,000 years. The faces of the presidents, each about 60 feet tall, were chosen by Borglum for their contributions to the country. George Washington, the first president, was chosen for his leadership during the American Revolution and his role in establishing the country's democracy. Thomas Jefferson, the third president, was chosen for his role in drafting the Declaration of Independence, which declared the U.S.'s independence from Great Britain. Abraham Lincoln, the 16th president, was chosen for his leadership during the Civil War and for ending slavery in the country. And Theodore Roosevelt, the 26th president, was chosen for his role in conservation, as he established many national parks and forests during his presidency. In recent years, some Native American groups have criticized the sculpture as being built on land that was sacred to their tribes. Nevertheless, the Mount Rushmore National Memorial continues to attract about 2 million visitors every year. Visitors can explore the park and take part in related activities such as hiking, camping, and wildlife watching. The park also offers a visitor center where guests can learn about the history of the sculpture and its creation. A 14-minute film about the history of the sculpture is shown hourly in the visitor center.